Last month, as I think I told some of you, I had the chance to be at Spirit Rock Meditation Center in California, where there is actually right now a two-month retreat going on. And I was there for the month of February. And one of the teachers there, Guy Armstrong, read this little... is it a quote or an expression that Upasika Ki uses? She's a very, or was, a very revered lay teacher in Thailand. And I just liked very much this phrase or expression. Anyway, I'll read it to you and see if there's something we can do with that today. So she's talking about an inward staying, unentangled knowing, all outward turning cast aside. So I think it's worth reading a few times. So an inward staying, unentangled knowing, all outward turning cast aside. Earlier, at the end of, just before the break of lunch, I was talking about this knowing quality, if you happen to be listening. That is an aspect of experience, so the sensation themselves, the light that we see now, the forms, color, but the knowing of it, this aspect of experience. So here she talks about an inward staying, unentangled knowing. So a knowing that just knows what is there without getting caught in it. You know, being caught in it is a lot of making stories around, you know. So, you know, you look at the clock, it's 1:20. An unentangled knowing would be like 1:20. An entangled knowing might be at 1:20, but it's 1:15 that we're supposed to start. Or, you know, like when something that is seen triggers some thoughts and there's a whole thing happening. So this inward staying, unentangled knowing, all outward turning cast aside, all the going out with the mind, creating stories, cast aside. To me, that's a beautiful description of this practice. And I want to bring another thing. I hope I'm not making things more complex than they already are. But there's Ajahn Dune Atulo, a Burmese master, who has his own kind of version of the Four Noble Truths. Those of you know this teaching of Buddhism, many of you do. But he has his own version, and I think they mix well together. So listen to this. And if it's like way too many words and too complex, cast me and my words aside and turn inward. But here it goes. He says, the mind sent out is the origin of suffering. The mind sent out into the story of what happened and maybe that's one way to understand. The mind sent out is the origin of suffering. The result of the mind sent out is suffering. The mind seeing the mind is the path. The result of the mind seeing the mind is the cessation of stress or suffering. So the mind seeing the mind is kind of central here. And so sometimes we think that the main activity of the mind is to think, produce thoughts and images. But maybe the main quality of the mind is to know. It's just this bare knowing. One teacher that I had would say, the body has form. It doesn't know. It just has form. But the mind has no form, but it knows. The body doesn't know. It just has form, But if you put the mind in there, the mind will provide the knowing. But it doesn't have a shape or a color. The mind doesn't have that. The body does have that. The color changes depending on exposition to the sun. And the color change. The form can change, but there's a form. So the main quality of the mind is not the thoughts that it thinks, the emotions that it feels. It's the knowing quality. So maybe that's something that just now in this sitting will become apparent to you more, or that you'll be intrigued by, not something to think about. And if that it's not outstanding, if it's not available, you don't, it's fine. You can notice what we've been mentioning up to now, the, you know, hardness, softness, movement, rising, falling, expansion, contraction, pressure, the quality of the heart, mind, of, you know, boredom, excitement, calm, enthusiasm. These are really good objects. And one more in there is the knowing quality. Okay, buckle up. The practice is very simple, just to know what is here now. As we were doing in the exercise earlier with our partners, to know what is happening now without judgment. And what is known can be physical. One of the five senses. And what is known can be mental, such as thoughts and images, or the coloring of the mind, of interest or disinterest, sadness, grief, appreciation, gratitude, if it's there. And again, also, maybe this knowing quality that sometimes we take to be very personal. Or, as some describe it, being a public property, knowing. Not so personal. Do not think about this, your head will explode. Just feel your way into whatever is apparent in your experience. if you want to, deliberately think a few times, I am, put your name there, and I am meditating. Think this sentence a few times if you want to. Now, think this sentence again with dropping the second part, keeping just the first part with your name in there. You can think it a few more times if you want, slow it down to feel the gap between each word. And then repeat this sentence, but without the name, just the first two words. And drop the verb. And if you want, drop also the first word.